on Facebook. All right. There you have it. Shouts to Patrick. Shouts to you. Let's start the show.
We talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. Listen, we talking about practice. How silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
We are talking about practice. Y'all know the drill. Appreciate y'all coming back. I'm your co-host, Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
We have our resident degenerate. If you got it, then spin it, because you cannot take this money with you. Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
Let's try that again.
I got you on.
Let's go, baby.
Try it again.
Let's go.
All right. That's as high as I can go.
Huh.
All right.
Now he's going to get picked up on my mic.
Whatever. Yeah.
All right. The bleep show begins.
Let's do it.
Welcome. And of course, we have the Mac Daddy himself, the cowboy without any horseback riding experience, the one, the only, our Jew for Jesus, Statman Brad.
Well, hi, I'm.
I like how you switched that up on me.
I was ready for the hype. But you know what? Gotta throw a curveball every once in a while.
Yep.
I'm ready for it.
No troubles over there.
No, not at all.
Yeah, the man's ready.
Yeah,
ready
I love it.
Crazy week out there, man. It's been interesting.
What do you mean?
I don't know. There's been some fun news out there. You haven't heard some of the fun news going on in the baseball world? Baseball world is nuts right now.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Well, we could start there. Before we do, I just wanted to send some love to Statman Mom. Who is doing well, as far as we know. So she's back. She's back home. She's doing okay. So this show is dedicated to her.
What's the
fun news you got? And what are you pointed at?
Telling Rudy to go to the other mic right now because his mic is not working.
No.
I don't hear
you. I've got you all the way up.
No one's hearing you right now. So,
But
the baseballing world is
baseball.
Right now.
Yeah, crazy.
Let's go there.
So,
What
are the favorites to win the world? They're one of the favorites, I guess you could say. They have one of the better records in the league. Definitely, they are trending down, but the Tampa Bay Rays are trending even further down.
Yes.
Right now. Oh, yeah.
Some of them are trending even down. Like them down right now. And right now, the Rays are in a bad spot as their young shortstop, Wander Franco.
Mm-hmm.
Got himself into the heap of trouble, as it has been alleged that he is having a relationship with a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah.
So that's the good news right there for the Rays right now. The bad news is they're losing everybody and anything right now, and the Rays are probably, if they lose him, this is going to be a tough blow, unfortunately for them and for Wander Franco and his career.
Life.
Yeah, his what's going to happen to
He's
this
going
guy?
To jail, dude. He can't do
yeah.
that.
You don't. There was a situation where the alleged girl right now at the time was mad because essentially blackmailing the man into giving her money over $200,000 and a Mercedes,
ooh-wee.
which Wander was not forking over. She was wondering where it was and proceeded to say that she would come out and say that she is only 14 to the rest of the world. That's the NBA is currently investigating that along with probably other forces as well.
Mm-hmm.
So Wander Franco not with the team as they play the Giants this next 3 days starting tonight.
Yep.
He did not travel with the team. He has been placed on their restricted list. So, crazy news right now.
I think the worst part about it all, that's terrible, but also the cherry on top is they had a Wander Franco Day, And the giveaway was...
Kids in Under got them free?
Yep.
Yeah. No.
Sorry, it was snapback hats for kids 14 and under.
Okay. Oh, even, I mean...
Right. I mean, yeah. So that was the cherry on top of the situation that was already terrible.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
One, gross. I've never... You know what? We're not going to dive into this. Just gross. I mean...
Disgusting.
Yeah. Do better.
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
what
do you, better.
What is he thinking?
So she...
He wasn't.
Yeah. This gal who this alleged relationship took place with was essentially threatening blackmail. How did this come out?
Like, well, apparently, again, he wasn't giving her the money.
She threw it on social media.
And put it on social media. So a social media post was made.
Yeah. And it went viral.
Yeah. Well, naturally. Yeah. Something like that is doesn't hide under the rock.
Hot topic.
Yeah. Especially these days and age.
No.
We like to find out.
That's crazy.
We like to hunt down pedos, you know?
Yeah.
Well, not really.
Well, Chris Hansen likes...
Yeah, we need him back. Bring him back. Bring back Chris Hansen.
That was... What an excellent show that was.
Who would be a replacement for him, though?
No one ever was. Chris Hansen is a national icon.
That's agreed.
A monument should be built in his honor.
Fair.
And it says underneath it, have a seat.
That would be...
Hey, what are you doing here? Why don't you have a seat?
Why don't you have a seat?
Oh, man. I just... what a brilliant show. The concept. Everyone could get behind that. You know?
And who would have known Wander would have shown up at the door at some point?
Brutal.
Yeah, so tough news for the MLB. Tough news for the Rays organization, who's already going through a litany of injuries right now, losing some of their top pitchers in particular, from Shane McClanahan just going down. But right now, this is just another...
Huge blow.
Huge blow for them, yes, 100%. So, yeah.
Well, your squad's doing well. Let's stay with baseball for a minute.
Yep. Dodgers are looking pretty good right now. We are on a, I think, a 9-1 stretch right now in the past 10 games.
Yep.
It is, again, we're still at that point right now. We're trending in the right direction. The right teams are also doing the wrong things. You're looking at, in the world of baseball, it's kind of, it is going to be the last month is going to be a fun slugfest. And like I said, this is everyone, you know, it's after the trade deadline. Now's the time to get on. Pay attention to baseball, because we have a crazy race out there when it comes to this wild card. Your Giants are in the thick of it right now. They're trending a little down. They've had a tough 10-game stretch right now where they have not looked good. Offense has not come around, but you had a big win yesterday. You needed to salvage that win against the Texas Rangers. Logan Webb went out there and dealt. Almost had himself that complete game shutout. Missed it. I was watching that game. You know, always it's I got to say, as much as I'm in a weird spot right now as a Dodger fan, because I don't want to see the Padres make the playoffs, because that would just be funny. I want that comedy to happen, and they're currently in that situation right now. But I also believe that they have such a star-studded lineup that they can make a run. I still somehow they're too good to not make it, to not make some type of run. But I need teams in front of them to win, being your San Francisco Giants. So I find myself in a weird position where I'm actively rooting for the Giants.
That is kind of weird.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't.
It's a bad taste in my mouth.
I don't like it either.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to actively be out there. Yeah, no, wait, no.
It's probably because of you we're losing right now, because you're rooting for us.
I mean, I'm not actively rooting, because like I want the team. So that's also, I don't like your team, obviously. I don't want them to win, but I'd rather face you in the playoffs, because I think the lineup of the Padres is scary. Plus, they have three pitchers that they can throw out there that will deal with Musgrove, Snell, and Darvish. But you're also looking at a lot of teams, they have to jump, but you guys can't fall.
Yes,
but you can. You still guys cannot make it. But there's
the
still
fact that we've gone 9-16 since the All-Star break is terrible.
Very
right
bad.
Now.
Very bad look right now. They need something to flip right now. It honestly, I felt like it was going to collapse at some point. Just because like you didn't have the starters.
We have a lot of young guys.
You literally have two starters. Then like you piece together the rest of the games, and that's just a tough way to go about it. Puts a lot of strain on your bullpen, which started off fantastic, but has since kind of faltered a little bit. That being, it's going to be a fun finish, though, because you have the Marlins that are playing interesting ball. The Cubs are the ones that were the most scary, I felt, but even them, they go wishy-washy. Cincinnati had a great run where the Reds were thinking, this young team is going to be it, but they have had a terrible run of late as well. Same with Arizona. Arizona has dropped tremendously, and a lot of these young teams, it's going to show that 162 that's the marathon.
Yeah.
And that just weakens the cream of the crop right there. So the cream rises to the top. yep. when it comes to this. And you're seeing the young guys. It's tough to maintain that level of consistency for that long. And those young teams in particular with Cincinnati, the Marlins have a little bit of young. They have some veterans in there. You're the Giants, though. That's the team that it's – you don't have quite the veteran, especially in the batting lineup.
Yeah.
The bats right there are, I think, going to be your downfall. But
yeah.
It's still a lot of teams in the mix. You guys are still there. It's still baseball to be played, and it's going to be delicious.
Mm-hmm. Tim Anderson comes back this next week, doesn't he?
I believe so, mm-hmm. yeah.
I think he got three games, or no, five.
I think he got six.
Yeah. I know Ramirez was able to get his down to two.
That's what it was, yeah.
But, I believe Anderson was going, he took his licks.
He sure did. Yeah. My God.
That was a great swing, too.
It is unfortunate. I mean, he is going to be remembered for that. That's going to be the...
him getting swept.
His legacy, yeah.
Yeah, Cleveland is not going to let this down. They had a minor league affiliate. Their single-A team is doing a promotion where anyone with the name Tim is able to sit on the grass for free.
No way.
Oh, yeah. It was epic, dude.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's so, good genius. For them.
Yeah, I was just saying, man, you got to market whatever you got, especially the minor leagues. The minor leagues are desperate to really get this, and you can get some funny thing like this. You got to ride the wave.
Yeah.
So, shouts
that's
to,
great.
Shouts to the Cleveland promotion squad out there getting Tim's on the seat. Or in the grass, I should say.
That is fantastic. Yeah. I really, really love that. You got anything else in the world of baseball?
I think we got the litany out right there. Okay. You're sorry, A's, you suck. I don't know. Yeah.
What is there? Yeah. I was looking at the run differential the other day, and it's like -220 something right
minus
now.
-284.
I was going to say, I almost thought it was
-284.
I thought it was close to
-384.
Yeah. That is pathetic.
Yeah.
When I believe the Marlins right now are in the holding on to the last wild card seed, and they're like -40 or something. Yeah.
That's why you look at certain teams. Sorry, Brad, but you look at the Cubs and the Padres. They are teams with a high run differential, both positive, and that's what you got to. That's what you kind of hang your hat on a little bit.
And the Giants are what? I can't read it from here.
+18.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but the second closest to the A's is the Colorado Rockies at a -180.
Wow.
So they have 100 extra runs put against them. Than the Rockies.
That's crazy. All right. Well, guys, something crazy happened that I wanted to share with you all because I never thought it would happen. I was adamant that I would never root for this guy. And after one episode of Hard Knocks, I'm a fan of Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
No. Really?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Really?
I felt like he was built for Hard Knocks. Like, he wants to be on Hard Knocks. Like, the moment it happened, I know everyone puts up a fight because they don't want it, but, like, he's like, yeah. Because everyone knows Aaron Rodgers loves the limelight. He loves to be the guy that can sound really smart, and you can sound smart on Hard Knocks if you play your cards right, and no one plays his cards right better than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean... all the things I thought about him, he just seems like a very kickback, kind of chill dude. And he shouted out Chico multiple times at the end of the episode.
That being said, I hated the fact when they had that first montage of him throwing dimes, playing that stupid, ooh, I like it.
Well,
I was like, what is this boy band BS going on in my ears
so
right now?
Bad.
It was
like a Fall Out Boy track.
Yes, I was like, ugh. It brought ucks to my ears right now.
I don't know why in recent years Hard Knocks has gotten away. Just play hip hop. That's
all you need right now. Like I was saying, if you had like DMX is like X gonna give it to you, like that would be like hard. Like you're throwing these hard highlights with guys making these incredible catches.
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers making these throws, and he was like,
it was really bad.
Some handsome music or what? I still haven't seen the first episode.
I mean, it got better. I will say it was definitely had its entertaining time. It was a good episode, but they really have. They have gotten to this trend of like, ooh, let's throw in some white people music to expand to the crowd. It's like, no!
Yeah.
Stop! This is football.
We're watching football.
Like heavy metal or something if you need to go that route. Or
I'm
something
good
like
with heavy metal.
Fine, yes.
Yeah. It gets you going.
But not, I don't need no pop.
No, get the pop out of
please.
Here.
Please. Pop on your way out.
If you ain't got haters, you ain't popping.
He's trying way too hard, I feel.
I love Salah.
Did you like that story he told in the beginning? He was talking about the Crows and the Eagles. I was like, why are you shouting out Eagles, my dude? Like,
well, okay, so for those of you who missed the episode,
sorry, I'm just
he talks lights. About how these crows, an Heart. Eagle will get attacked by a crow, and instead of just like tearing the crow to pieces, it'll start flying up. And just go into an altitude to the point where the crow suffocates and falls to earth. And he makes this big analogy. I was fine with it. I thought it was like, Yeah, I was also like, what do Eagles have to do with your Jets football team? But
just say you're a Jet, we fly high above the haters. That's what you know, like that's what you could have done.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I gotta say my first takeaway of watching Aaron Rodgers and actually kind of feeling like I'm getting a better understanding of the man, even just after one episode, I was like, yeah, I kind of like him.
And I will say they also did, the Jets did sign Dalvin Cook too. So
oh, they did.
Yeah.
They did. Oh wow,
that's a big signing.
Big pickup.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just saw that before we came into the show.
Yeah, so, I saw Zeke sign with the Patriots too. Right,
Zeke said the Patriots. Yeah, so moves are happening. Football's back.
Cook football with the Jets though. I like that.
Yeah. So this is going to be
scary.
The Jets have a legitimate team, right? Jets, I mean, obviously, Jets when you have squad. Aaron Rodgers. You
and
got
Sauce Gardner, bro. Yeah, 100%.
Sauce is good, and what's their wide receiver?
Garrett Wilson.
Garrett Wilson, yeah. So they got some studs, and obviously Rodgers brought his entire Packers receiving core with him.
Yeah.
Including Randall Cobb. Why the hell is he still in the league?
Wait,
how are you still alive, my
he's
dude?
He's on the Jets?
How are you still standing?
Oh, yeah.
Randall Cobb is still there. I'm like, what?
Yep.
How's
Randall
that
Cobb and his green eyes. I love it.
Oh, man.
But it was funny, too, because... There's a shot in Hard Knocks when Aaron Rodgers is standing there and Randall Cobb is there. It's like, oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Everywhere Aaron goes, he's just got to bring his boy Randall Cobb. Lazard's there too, isn't he?
Lazard's there.
Yep.
Are you going to be a Jets fan, Brad?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely not.
So you didn't like Aaron Rodgers?
At the end of it all, no, yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I was a big fan of him in the beginning, how he started acting at the end of it all. Even during his MVP season, it's like I was rooting for him because he's a Packer, but at the same time,
and
I didn't like his antics.
You know,
and he's a Chacon, yeah.
Proud Chacon, apparently.
I mean,
Are you going to... Is this going to hurt you when he does really good? And like,
no, I mean, I do wish him the best. I hope he does well, but I really don't like.
What if
care.
He wins him a Super Bowl, like back to back?
He ain't going
to
win that. That's and,
like, if he wins him a Super Bowl, he better with the team that he's got.
Right. They do have a really
solid team. Yeah. Their defense last year, even for the Jets, weren't bad. It's just they didn't have a great offense. They didn't have a quarterback to run it. And with getting Dalvin Cook, they have a solid wide receiving core. They have a great defensive back end that should be able to help them. If they don't win the Super Bowl, that would be shocking.
What's their line situation? Are they going to be are they decent out there? I was going to say, what's their defense fully like? I'm trying to think of who else is on their defense.
Their D-line's pretty solid.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't think of any.
I don't know any big names that were on it, but they held their opponents down around the league average.
Because I feel like we're in a whole new era where a lot of the turnovers happen. So we have a lot of new faces that are 5 years into it, and I haven't really been that invested. So I'm like, so many new faces right now.
Yeah.
I lost all my knowledge.
Talking
it's all useless.
Talking about the Jets, they're plus 1,600 to win the Super Bowl.
Plus 1,600?
Yeah.
It's actually okay.
All right.
And who is the highest? Who's at the most? What's the best odds?
For the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Let's see. Super Bowl, it's the Chiefs at, I know it's pretty low, plus 600, Eagles 650, Bills 900, Niners 1,000, so forth.
Okay. I would say, I honestly don't feel like the Chiefs are going to have it this year.
No. I mean.
Like, they have obviously Mahomes, and that's everything. But they have nothing else around them, really.
I mean, Kelsey.
Who's getting a little old.
He's
when I say a little old, he's getting old.
Yeah,
older,
he is.
Yeah. He's what, 30?
No, 31? He's like 36 or 37.
Yeah, he's over 35, man.
No.
He's been in the league for a while.
He has.
Yeah.
There's no way. Brad, are you checking it out?
Wait, for who? I'm looking at the Jets defense right
Travis
now.
Travis Kelce.
Oh, Kelce? I can look that up real quick.
I got it.
But yeah,
the way.
There's no way. Thank you. Whoever said 36 could leave.
Well, I think Joe wanted somebody else to join him in that club.
Yeah, another person with me.
Yeah, I'm just like him too.
I mean,
me and LeBron and Travis Kelce.
You are right. They're one player away from not being anything. If Kelce goes out or Patrick goes out, that's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the Jets passing defense, they only allowed 15 passing touchdowns last year, which was the league. Them and the Texans, which is odd to see the Texans right up there on top. But the Jets and the Texans had 15 allowed passing touchdowns.
Wait, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Wow.
Football's back.
That's impressive.
Stats, baby.
24 days until the season starts.
Let's go.
Rude Doug, do you have any futures you like? I know we're going to, as a show, pick some. I don't know if we're going to do that today, or we probably should wait until right before kickoff.
Yeah.
But you got any early ones that you like?
Personally, I like, obviously, my boys, the Niners, at plus 1,000. I think that number is going to drop as soon as the season gets closer. I got them, and I like the Jacksonville Jaguars to win their division. They're at minus 120.
I say the Jags are a hot team out there.
Yeah.
Right now. Everyone's talking about
and,
them.
Yeah.
The whole Trevor Lawrence action. He actually might be good.
He's only getting better.
He still has a weird face,
and
man.
He does look weird.
He's just like, he looks kind of inbred.
He looks like a horse.
Yes.
He does.
He's got horse-like features.
He came
He's like
from
Sarah Jessica Parker-esque.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, that's
from the John
up.
Elway School of...
She's a horse, my dude.
I know she is.
She is. She does look like a...
Yeah.
So, the Niners win it all.
They're gorgeous.
Dude, the Niners to win the division is minus 180. Wait, no, 210.
So, minus 210?
Yeah, so they're not giving the Seahawks or...
The Rams
or the Cardinals anything.
Well, why would you give the Cardinals anything? I mean, they have zero chance of...
And then plus another one. I'm rolling with the Jags. Plus 1,400 to win the AFC. And I like the Chargers as well at plus 1,200 to win the AFC.
All right. I like both of those. I think, I mean, it's crazy to think what that conference is as far as how many stacked teams there are and how many great quarterbacks. You have every good quarterback essentially, aside from Jalen Hurts and a healthy Matt Stafford, maybe a Brock Purdy. I mean, Geno Smith was the second best or third best quarterback in the NFC last year. The AFC is murderous, bro.
Yeah, the NFC is pretty trash. I mean, you got Kirk Cousins. Hang your hat on Kirk. We lost Aaron Rodgers. The AFC lost Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it's Jalen Hurts. I guess Kirk Cousins.
Jared Goff.
Yeah, Jared Goff. The Lions
are
going to have a good team.
Numbers,
Yeah, Lions are going to have a good season.
Them and the Vikings are going to be vying for that number one spot in that North.
Yeah.
I think those two teams are going to be the top two teams.
Because you have, what's his name right now?
Love.
Yeah. You got a little love in your action. And are you guys excited for Sam Darnold? You got Sam Darnold.
Oh, dude, they're a cow.
Welcome to my world.
You
guys are welcome. God, I give you Sam Darnold and Christian McCaffrey.
I'll take him over. You guys are so welcome. What's his name? Josh Johnson. I'll take him over any day.
Yeah. I mean, I will say, Sam Darnold, you can actually make a throw and you're going to be put into perfect situations. So it probably is the perfect situation for him being with Kyle Shanahan, so you probably will have a decent season, better than what we try to throw him out there with as the Panther organization did last year. But still, Sam Darnold, oof. Ghost in action, baby.
As of today, quote unquote, this is from Kyle Shanahan, it took about three games for Brock Purdy to show he was our best QB. And 5 minutes later, the newest depth chart was Purdy, Darnold, and Lance.
That's not good.
So Lance sorry, bro. Wow.
That's trash.
He was real bad yesterday.
Yeah, he played scared.
Yeah.
I don't know if the play calling, but he was, it was not him.
It was very concerning.
Yeah.
And you got to think, like, you got to, I mean, it's the first preseason game. We're going to get to see him three more
times.
That's
how you judge everything. It's on one game. That doesn't matter.
The opening series.
It's all that matters. That's how I define every. The first pitch is how I define every game is going to go. Or the drive is how I determine every game is going to go.
Trey Lance looked real, real bad, though. So, I mean.
We'll see. We'll see.
I don't want to harp on it too much.
Yeah,
Lance don't make you dance, is what you're saying.
Lance did not make me dance yesterday. The Detroit Lions are minus 165 to make the playoffs this season. So
I mean, they had a great end of the year, so it doesn't shock me at all.
And I got to admit, I really like, what's his name, Campbell.
I love Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell
absolutely.
Dan the Dan Campbell. Oh, God. I would run through a wall for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, I'd die, but I'd be like, I'll do it, my dude. Yeah.
I would kill someone for Dan Campbell.
Yeah, probably,
if Dan Campbell asked me, I would do it.
Like, you'd cry, and I'd be like, man, I'll do it for you, okay? I'll kill him. I'm sorry. You know?
And I love that he's build his staff with a bunch of former players too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, that's a pretty cool thing. And some of these guys are not that far removed from their playing days. A Deuce Daly, for example, and to see these guys getting coaching opportunities is pretty cool.
And it's just something that I feel it's easier to respect. I feel a guy that has been in the league, something that has played in there. I don't know, somehow, some way, or at least has coached in there for a long time or has some type of that. But just say I've been in the league before. I know what I'm talking about.
I do think it adds some credence.
Yes.
Oh, it does, 100%.
And I forgot the. I don't know if you guys heard about this. Packers signed the two-time USFL champion out of the Birmingham Stallions one of our backups.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Going places. Alex McGaw.
There you go.
So if love doesn't work out, we have a two-time champion in the USFL. I think we're going to be fine.
Hey, shouts to that guy, though. He's probably had himself a career. Oh, yeah. He's gone through that. And now he's like, now I'm on the NFL roster.
Yeah.
Shouts to him, man.
I mean, he's grinded. Alex McGaw.
Alex McGaw.
McGaw.
Or Magoo. I can't pronounce his name. We'll find out. Right. He went to Florida International for his college.
Okay.
Interesting. So, right.
Magoo. That's hilarious.
Magoo.
I don't feel like you can be legendary at any sport if your last name is Magoo.
Yeah, that's a tough one. And he looks like Magoo.
He does. Yeah, he really does.
Oh, wow. Man, that's Magoo.
That guy's about that is. Champion?
Speaking of Magoo, RIP to Magoo from Timberland and Magoo. He just passed away this past weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Sad times.
R.I.P. Wow.
Yeah. Really, just. Yeah, up the dead fish for you guys. Sorry.
Thanks, dude.
All right,
and show's dead.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about some football?
Yeah, football, baby.
Yeah,
let's go.
Some crazy signings. The amount of money they're
Chelsea,
paying
baby.
Oh my
Chelsea,
god,
Chelsea, baby. Let's go. All
right, and now it's time to take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as.
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth. No!
Oh, that is right, y'all. It's back! It's back! It's back! Premier League is back. La Liga is back. Bundesliga is back. It's back! And for those of you who have been waiting anxiously to drink my tears of sorrow, they're already beginning. You're welcome! My goodness. The Evertonians started off with a fury. Starting with the Blues, baby. I have to. Why? Because I want to tear them apart! Neil Bope in particular! You worthless! See you next Tuesday! Ah! It caused me so much pain and angst. The team, we actually played very well. We opened up the season up against Fulham at home in Goodison Park. Last year at Goodison Park. Definitely going to be trying to make my way over to there for the last season of this team of mine. And they played fantastic. I really will say they had a fantastic control of the game. So that gave me a lot of hope for the season. What didn't give me hope was, once again, our inability to score a goal! With brilliant opportunities! One-on-one chances! Open netters! Nothing! Nothing! Nothing!
Fulham had 9 saves that game. That's crazy.
Yeah. Shouts to Bernard Leno. You had yourself a game, but no, you didn't! We had ourselves a terrible game!
Did you say it's the last season?
Last season at Goodison Park.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
Right, like, the storied ground of Goodison Park.
Gotcha, okay.
One of the oldest grounds in the Premiership. A ground that has hosted, I believe, the most Premier League games of all time. One, mainly because Everton has been in the Premier League the longest stretch ever, since never been relegated since 1955.
Yeah, I didn't know
since
that.
Since the top flight of English football. So they're definitely up there. Just for sheer numbers, but we have been floundering for the past decade, 20 plus years. And last 2 years have been awful. And this year is supposed to be big. We made some big signings, we made some big moves, and again, I'm excited for this team moving forward. They looked great out there. We just need someone who can score a goal. And that's just like a lofty task. So it's like, yeah, we got everything. We have nothing. We have everything but the one thing you need to win. Especially to stay in the Premier League, so it's tough out there. Hopefully Dominic Calvert-Lewin gets himself back on the pitch soon. But enough of my Everton sours right there. You're welcome. Drink them in. They'll be here all year long. We continue on as, like I said, the whole Premiership did happen. It did start off right now, and everyone has played. Shouts to the big old reigning champions of Man City as they did what they're supposed to do and did a little good job of taking down Burnley 3-0. Haaland! gets two goals to start it off like clockwork. The man is unstoppable. The man will be there forever and always in terms of his ability to score a goal. I'm jealous.
Scored twice.
Yes, two goals. Very nice goal. Very nice start for him. Shouts to Arsenal. They took down Nottingham Forest 2-1. Other big name actions, Newcastle against Aston Villa. That is a highlight right there. Aston Villa has got a lot of hype on them right now. They are one of the teams that have a chance to maybe cross into some European football. Took a nice little pounding of 5-1 against Newcastle United. Ooh-wee. Last year's fourth place finishers and this year's newest member into the Champions League. So shouts to Newcastle has taken down the up-and-comers. Yesterday, we had ourselves a fight of 2-2 against Brentford and Tottenham, so shouts to Tottenham for actually getting a point. That's probably all you'll ever do in life right now. You lost out on Harry Kane. You lost out on life. Sorry, Tottenham. No trophies for you, as always. But the big game was Chelsea versus Liverpool. That was the highlight of the weekend right now. What? Why wouldn't? That's great way, great marquee matchup. Chelsea-Liverpool, London versus the North. Liverpool coming in with not the exact team they always wanted. They've been going after certain players. Both of them are fighting for the likes of Moyes Caicedo. Moyes Caicedo got themselves into a nice little bitty more, as he is the prize target in the midfield defense to give any team a well-rounded unit. Lucky for them, Chelsea. Well, I don't know. Lucky for you, Rudy. Mm-hmm. Chelsea won that battle.
Yeah,
we for won a staggering both. Price.
148.
148 for this midfielder from Brighton.
If we have it, let's spend it, baby.
Woo! You pretty much shipped everyone you got in last year out, kept a couple of them around, and then brought in a whole new squad again, and then lost some of them to injuries right now. So it's tough out there. Chelsea, but looking good. A 1-1 draw was the result. Yeah. Liverpool, though, everyone's not giving them the hype that they didn't really make the big splashes you possibly need right now.
Because they've had the same team for quite some time.
Too long of a time.
Yeah.
And they're only just losing players left and right. Mm-hmm. The likes of Jordan Henderson has dropped out and joined the Saudi world. Never really truly. They picked up a big midfielder from the Bundesliga in Sabalaza. So it's going to be fun out there. The Premier League is starting up. Pick your team, guys. Just don't pick one of those top dogs right now if you already haven't. Oh, but then also today, Manchester United faced the Wolves. A 1-0 victory for them. So shouts to you Red Devils and getting started properly. I'm jealous once again. That's all I can say.
Yep.
Bitter taste in my mouth in this past weekend just because as I watched that game, I wanted to murder everyone on that squad. it was funny because it's never a terrible thing because it, obviously in football, the fanship is very passionate. We all know that. They take it, and even in professional American sports here too, we love to go after athletes online. And after that game, Everton striker, Neil Mope, the man who I want to wring his neck, got many social media comments thrown his way. And no, he shouldn't. He should not get those type of comments. But you play like ass, my dude, and you can't help it when you do. So don't play like that. Just score a goal, and we'd be fine.
Just score a goal. Score a goal.
We'll be fine.
A simple task. That's all I asked for. But yeah, that's foot and mouth, y'all. The
quick stat before you leave. Haaland is the first player to score the first two goals in the EPL to start the season ever in history.
Wow.
So he started back-to-back. All right. Yeah. All right. So shouts to Haaland. The man is breaking records.
Yeah, starting off on fire again. God, that guy's good.
He is so nasty. Well, they're doing something special in Norway right now. They're breeding people. I think they've adopted like eugenics up there or something. And they're
for
like,
sure.
This is like superhumans we're creating up there. Because they're creating everybody that's good in sports. They're making them.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
It is. I hate it.
Did you guys hear about the Sacramento FC signing that 13-year-old out of Woodland? No, out of Woodland, California.
Yes, I did see that.
So they not. No.
Yeah, they
13-year-old.
They signed him a couple weeks ago.
What's this 13-year-old's name?
His name is Davian. Let me see if I can pull it up.
I got to be honest.
Davian Kimbrough.
I've never thought about Sacramento FC a day in my life. I didn't even know they had a team.
Yeah,
so
they're in the.
They're actually pretty good.
Are they in the MLS?
No,
USL. USFL.
It's the one right below the MLS.
But they're a different entity.
It's a different entity, yeah.
But
they should try to find a way to combine.
They're also the league that is actually looking at doing relegation and promotions within their divisions that they have.
That'd be cool.
So they're actually looking at that. MLS is still staying strong at the BS that they're doing right now.
Well, it's just going to be really difficult to ever in America adopt the idea of relegation. I just don't think it's going to work.
Yeah, ownership has too much power. Yes. They don't want to lose the money that they could, you know, the potential loss is awful for them.
If they keep adding at a certain point, this revenue sharing is going to take the hits. So, and it sucks because we have one of the greatest players of all time playing in the league and no one sees him.
See, that's what we should. You don't get relegation. If you don't get relegation, then you can't ask us for money to build your stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, agreed.
Facts.
No, you're on your own.
You well fix put, baseball sir. And football and everything else.
Well put. All right. what just happened?
Get a little reset action. No,
we're still on. We're still on.
We're still live. So we're good.
All right. All right. That was wild, though. Can you turn me up?
I got
volume.
You.
Yes. Oh, there we go. Oh. Thank you.
You're so ranky janky out here.
What's that?
You're so janky up here.
Yeah.
We're barely holding together.
Did you expect better?
No, I'm just like duct tape is keeping us together, I feel.
Yeah, at best. Today's
duct tape and WD-40, baby. That's all you need.
We have Rudy on the other mic today. It's just
I know. It's not good. Speaking of WD-40, do you know what it stands for by any chance? Anybody?
No.
It stands for Water Displacement 40.
Oh.
The reason why it's WD-40, because it took 39 other attempts to come up with the composition for 40. So, WD-40.
Really?
Wow.
I knew that part of it.
Yeah.
Clever.
You're welcome, world.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
So don't ever give up. It might be the 40th try.
There you go.
Yeah.
After 40?
Yeah.
Just give up.
Yeah, after 40, then you're done.
Yeah, you get 40 attempts and no more. This is FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Jerod, Derek, Rude Dog, and Statman Brad, all in the building. We appreciate y'all vibing with us. We also want to give a shout-out to our friends at the Yoga Center of Chico, open every day with both in-studio and online classes via Zoom. In-studio classes follow all state-mandated protocols for safety. The Yoga Center of Chico also has a retail store at 250 Valambrosia Ave, Suite 150, next to the T-Bar. Details at yogacenterofchico.com. You could also call them 530-342-0100. Alrighty, you want to do some news, sir?
Let's news it up, baby.
All right. Let's get the people caught up on what's going on around the world. Derek Ismaki has the news.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Ismaki has breaking news.
Why is it always the wrong people that find the good thing? It's time for the news, y'all. The news is here. Wow, I messed it all up. I'm off my game, guys. I'm sorry.
I threw you a bit of a curveball. Right,
yeah, you did a little bit, right beforehand. But I didn't handle it well.
Hey, do you want to talk about some deeply personal family stuff?
Please.
All right, Derek Ismaki has the news.
As we keep it light and refreshing out here, we go down to the beautiful Tampa area, Florida, where everything great happens, right? All the good things happen in Florida.
Right now,
I've been on a run in Florida right now. And it's always the wrong person that finds the coolest thing. The mayor of Tampa, this Jane Castor and her family were on a little fishing trip. Caught themselves a nice little doozy. That's right, 70 pounds of cocaine!
Oh,
damn. Brilliant. Why them?
She's
going to turn it over to the proper authorities and sell...
No!
70 pounds of cocaine, that is... That's a lot of money right there.
That is.
That's a life changer for somebody.
Of money right there. Yeah.
It's probably pure too and everything.
Hasn't been uncut.
Yeah.
Man, you can make that 70 pounds into a lot more.
Smell it from here.
Wow. Either way, Miss Jane Castor had herself quite the haul on this fishing trip. 70 pounds of cocaine. It actually has become a quite common theme.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Out in these parts right now. So if you are looking in the fishing world, head out to Florida. You never know what you might catch. Right. Okay. You know, maybe a marlin, maybe a bluefish tuna, maybe cocaine.
$1.1 million approximately street.
For just 70 pounds?
Wow.
That's a good haul.
That's the money right there. I take some off the top, but you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm keeping one of those pounds. Daddy likes to party.
We do not condone illicit drug
use. No, absolutely not.
We do not ever do cocaine or any drugs of any sort unless they're prescribed to you by a doctor, and then it's okay.
It's even worse because Castor used to work in the police department too for 31 years. So she was just like the wrong that cocaine found the wrong person.
Yes.
Yeah, it was never meant
Poor
to
thing.
Be. Yeah, sorry, never
Poor
had a chance
thing.
To live. So shouts to the Florida waters out there. You never know what you might find.
So what I'm hearing is we probably should make a trip out there.
We absolutely
deep
should.
Sea diving.
Let's do it.
I've never been a fan of fishing until now. Now we keep on pushing right now as we head over, keep it international, and go into the international world of New Zealand, where a supermarket out there is trying to interact with, bring AI into the supermarket grocery world. The good old Pack and Save in New Zealand, the good old Kiwis are using an app that lets them help decide what to make for dinner by putting in what you have in your fridge.
Huh.
Unfortunately for them, they come up with some odd ideas, this AI does. Unfortunately for AI, it doesn't have taste buds, so I have no idea what anything tastes like. Suck it, AI! You'll never know! You'll never know how good a steak tastes. Mashed potatoes and gravy, some sushi. You'll never know.
A steak sounds delightful right now.
Oh. Having some garlic mashed potatoes.
That being said, one of these options AI came up with was the Oreo vegetable stir fry. So that sounds.
What?
I am intrigued.
There you go. Yeah, Oreo vegetable stir fry. I know about you. I love a good old double stuffed and some peppers. Okay.
Yeah.
That's how I like mine.
What?
Now, unfortunately for this this app right now, customers got a little too intuitive with their home ingredients and started trying to see what else could you concoct. One of them being aromatic water mix. Now, what do you think is this aromatic water mix that you're supposed to waft in and take good heaps of smells? It's chlorine gas. That's right.
Oh.
If you put in the right thing, it will teach you how to make chlorine gas in your home. That is supposed to be an aromatic water mix. So shouts to AI for trying to kill us. We knew it. We knew it right off the bat. Yeah.
Yeah, we've been on this for a while.
Yeah.
One step closer.
Stop making the robots!
Yep.
Have you seen those robots with robot dogs, cop dogs with guns right now?
Yeah, cop dogs with guns.
They're in the States? Is it in the States? I thought it was international. Yeah, it might be. I know they have robot dogs out here in the States for
I know they were going to have some in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And they did have them for a day.
They took them out.
The citizens were outraged, so they got rid of them.
Yeah, as would I.
Yeah.
No dog is going to have a gun before I do.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, sorry. That was my bad. I actually shot you.
Yeah. This robot dog.
Now I'm
dead. What if I step on it the wrong way?
Yeah. Let's start giving robots weapons. Awesome idea.
Yeah. I don't give the dog the bone.
Brilliant.
No. Should give me the bone.
People shouldn't have guns because we're so irresponsible. You know what I mean?
Exactly. We're going to give a damn machine?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
A dog?
With that said, I have multiple guns and enjoy them.
I will say, I would trust a robot probably more than some people with a gun, though.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's fair.
It's like it's a catch-22 right now.
I would trust Apple to start having robots because I trust Apple with all my sensitive data already. So I feel
you're already into it too deep right now.
I'm too deep.
If you go against it now, you're gone.
The fact that I can pay for stuff with my face now, the Apple, they got me. They've integrated all the way into my life.
It's so easy now.
Yeah.
It's always been easy, but just getting easier.
Yeah.
As the years come.
I did see a new video of a lady was able to pay with a scanner in her hand.
With her palm.
Yeah.
That's here. Yeah.
She put a chip in her hand?
Shazam. Magic hands, baby.
Woohoo! Huh.
Scary times right now. It's interesting how people are so, the bad people are just so willing to dive in without thinking about the consequences.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Scary out there. Think about your actions, y'all. We just got serious for a minute. We don't do that. I'm sorry. I apologize for that statement. Don't take anything serious.
Fair enough.
Continue. I got one last story for us right now because I know this is a good one. It's right up our alley right now. So once again, we go back to Florida. Love that place. Where in Miami-Dade, the county right now is being crazy run over by peacocks. That's right. There's a crazy peacock population out in this Florida county, and the residents are fed up with them.
Yeah, they're annoying.
Peacocks are not the nicest They're not nice out there.
No, and they're loud.
They're like geese almost?
Yes, they're very loud.
And the noise they make is god-awful.
God! Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, no, it's aggressive. Yeah. It's like an aggressive crow.
That sounds right.
It's like a crow had you know, it's like
big too.
That just got its foot stepped on.
Can you look up a peacock call and see if we could find it?
And get that, yeah.
Yeah.
A male peacock call, because those are the beautiful ones.
Yeah.
Sorry, lady peacocks.
Those are the peahens. Generally what they're called, peahens. Peacocks are the males.
Yeah, okay.
Peahens are the...
Peahens are ugly. Ugh, disgusting. Peacocks are delightful.
Yes.
So gorgeous right now. But either way, peacocks and peahens all over the place. But it's peacocks that are problems, because they obviously the ones that continue the population growth.
Right.
You know? So this county right now is gathering together and is now doing forced vasectomies on these peacocks.
Strangling them.
Strangling them. Yeah, taking them away.
Bunch of cowboys out there.
They're just making them peas at this point in time, you know? do we have a call of a peacock?
We do. Fanning out.
Yeah. Here. Oh, that's gorgeous.
Showing dominance.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
We're good. We just wanted the call.
I thought it was the call was on there, but it's not.
Yeah. Nope.
Right. No. That was a white peacock, though.
Yeah. I've never seen one.
Next week, I'll look for the clip. We'll find the peacock.
Was that an albino peacock?
It was an albino peacock.
Wow. All white.
Very shocking.
Out in the nature. Scary. That's the news.
Jeez. Oh, my God. Hold on here. I'm going to see if I can find it. We got to hear a peacock.
Yeah,
I got the same dumb video you did. I see why they really.
Yeah,
they really lure you in.
It looks like it, but it's like, it's not actually the real
thing.
I'm pretty sure my call was pretty spot on. Yeah.
Something like that.
Sounds right, man.
Do you want to do a quick North State update preview?
We
also have a question. We got to get to Rudy's picks. And we have 12 minutes to do it.
I'll be quick,
too. He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
That is right. It is coming back in 9 days. Football is coming back to the North State.
Let's go.
Starting off. Chico will be taking on Sutter on the 25th at home. Again, non-league games are coming up before they head into the league season. PV will be at home against Corning. And just since I'll be living there here soon, I'm going to also be following Durham. Durham will be taking on the Willows Honkers. One of the best names.
One of the worst names for a mascot ever.
So it's Willows and Yuba City are both named the Honkers.
I didn't know Yuba City was.
Yuba City Honkers.
The Honkers.
Wait,
Honkers.
It's like a name?
It's a goose.
It's a goose. Okay.
It's a goose.
Oh. What was it?
So there's two high schools.
Two high schools. And Willows and Yuba City.
Wait, that's way too close proximity.
Agreed.
No, one of them's got to have a bowl. They have to have
a fight. I feel like what needs to happen is...
an all-out school fight.
Yep.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
all-out school fight. Everyone shows up. And whatever team wins, whatever school wins, gets to keep the name.
Yeah.
Or you can lose it if you want.
Either that or an all-school, like, sports battle.
No.
Every single
fight.
Sports.
No.
Fight has to happen.
Yeah.
To the death.
So violence.
So there can only be one school.
Do you give them just straight hands or...
You can bring weapons.
Bring weapons, whatever.
It has to be agreed upon, though.
Yeah.
If one's going to bring one, they both...
Predetermined? Predetermined? Okay.
Gangs of New York style.
I feel like that's smart. So all of them playing the 25th. The only team that's away is going to be Durham, heading over to their rival, Willows. And, that's my North State update.
All right. It's coming back. Love to see it. Love to hear it.
Friday Night Lights action.
Yep.
We got to get ourselves on the sideline at some
point.
Do.
Yeah,
especially
for
the
All-In
Bowl. When that happens, we have to. Yes.
Do you know when that is, by the way?
Yeah. Let me just quickly scroll down.
Halloween,
so
right?
It is actually going to be... Ooh. My sister's birthday, October 13th.
Oh.
That'll be a fun one. They're going to be at PV.
Friday the 13th, too?
Friday the 13th.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes. I will start getting on to my contacts. Apparently, Rudy, you had yours last year. We'll see if we can figure something out.
I won't be here, but that'll be fun.
Oh, that's your...
I'm getting married.
Yes.
Yeah. So I got to say, I feel like this is more important than your...
Stop it now.
It's a rivalry game.
Let me tell you stuff.
This is the almond ball.
Oh, no. You're getting married on Saturday.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you're
going to the game.
Friday,
No problem.
Fly out Saturday, you'll be fine.
You're right.
Losers make excuses, dog. Okay?
That's true.
Your wedding, please.
All right, Rudy, you got some picks?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it.
I tell you, it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy.
I'm gambling again.
All right, y'all. Lucas Glover.
Oh.
Back to back. That never happens.
Yeah.
If you guys see highlights from earlier this year, his putting, he sucked. He was horrible. It's amazing how well he's playing back-to-back weekends and just slaying everyone out there. He was plus 10,000 last weekend. The weekend before, he was plus 13,000. And, of course, no one betted on him because it's Lucas Glover. I mean, come on.
It's Danny Glover's son, right? No?
Oh, no, I don't think so. No. Anywho.
Lucas Glover's white, so that'd be weird.
It can happen. All right. It's called, like, maybe it's a white woman.
Moving
on.
So,
yeah. Last week was last week. We got the FedEx playoffs as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
The top 50 moved on. So, we got at the BMW Championship in Chicago, Chi-Town, baby. And as much as I hate doing this, I have to do it because this dude owes me money. And yes, I'm talking to you, Jordan Spieth. If he could putt, he hangs the ball over the hole so many damn times, it's insane. He should be winning left and right, and I'm going to roll with him again at plus 2,200. I got Hovland at plus 1,600, Max Homa at plus 25, and then my long shot for the weekend is, that's right, my boy, Ricky Fowler. So, and he's at plus 4,000. So, we got it. Championship, the top 30 move on to the players, I believe, which is next week. But, yeah, those are my picks. Let's get that money. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Let's do it. All right. Well, you're doing picks on radio again means you should do well.
Yes. Thank you.
No problem. All right. We'll try to get to this one quick. We had a couple come in this week, but we'll start here. So this one, the subject line is, my friends totally boned me.
Lovely.
Yo, boys and Aaron, big fan of the show. I've been listening to the show for the past 4 years. My bros and I even met Derek once at Bella's back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
He made us old fashions, and I would like to apologize on behalf of the group in our ignorance and age. Who orders old fashions at Bella's? Sorry to be those guys.
I was ready to learn up right there. So I was a young bartender trying to figure out the cocktails. But yeah, don't do that, guys.
Yeah.
At least he knows.
Yeah, he appreciate realizes that. Now.
Yeah.
Anywho, I write to you all asking advice on what to do about my bleephead friends. A year ago, me and three of my buddies all planned to move into a house together. Unfortunately, at the time, my dad became ill, so I decided not to move out and stay with the family to help out. Fast forward to now, I began looking at houses starting about 4 months ago. My buddy said their three conditions were that, one, the house had to have a decent-sized backyard, two, it had to be close to the gym, and three, it had to have 4 bedrooms. Since we're all way too old to share rooms at this point. Based on this criteria, I looked for houses. I found a decent amount of houses on the market that fit our budget and conditions. Once I started to send out links about the houses, I was finding my boys were very engaging at first and even came to me to do a couple of the walkthroughs for the houses. We looked at a few houses together and the one I liked the most, two of the guys didn't because they said it was too far from the gym. Recently, I could feel them becoming more and more distant when I would bring up houses and trying to schedule walkthroughs. Houses in Chico become increasingly difficult to find at this time of year once the students start moving back. I brought up my frustrations about this to my boys this past weekend, and they dropped a bomb on me. And they told me that they would not be moving in with me. In fact, they had just renewed their lease.
Oh,
dirty.
I am beyond pissed at them right now. I put in all this work for them just for them to renew their place. They could have told me this months ago and saved me the trouble. They ultimately ended up not moving out with me because of the proximity of the houses to the closest elliptical, which is a pretty good line. They have invited me out for drinks and even invited me on an upcoming trip to San Francisco. I have refused, of course. I am so pissed at them that I don't want to be around them right now because I don't know that I could keep my cool and not mother bleep those guys. when I see them. I don't want to be petty, and I don't want to lose these guys as friends, but I don't know what to do right now. Any help is appreciated. Shout out to Aaron and go Avalanche. Okay, Avalanche fan here. Okay, all right, random. All right. Well, I don't know. Boys, what do you think?
Now, I wonder how bad he got messed over in his process to look for a spot, because that's, if you get, I mean, one, it's terrible no matter what, having them waste your time like that.
Yeah.
If you're not going to do it, just be upfront with the person and say, yo, you know, it's easier for us to not move in, blah, blah, blah. Because the whole, like, not close to a gym, that's a BS line right there.
Yeah,
how far away are
you? It's Chico. Chico.
Yeah. You're not that far from anything. And if you are far away from the gym, bike to the gym. You get a better workout, my dude. You're welcome. Okay? But no, it just felt like from if that was their line, from their reasoning, like, to not move into the place, I would just say you guys don't want to move in. That was, I think, that was hint number one, I felt.
Yeah. I do understand that it would be, I would find it incredibly annoying as well. But this is, what it sounds like to me is, I don't think they had this plotted for months. I think it came down to this. In life, we try to avoid as many hassles as possible.
Moving sucks.
And moving, yeah, as you put, oftentimes, Derek, is a devil's work. I think his boys are probably like, you know what we could do is not go look at these homes.
Stay here.
And just stay here and not move.
Yeah. So I got to respect that move. But at the same point in time, for the boys, you got to just be upfront and say, yo.
Yeah, be honest.
Yeah, we don't want to move. And it makes sense, because I wouldn't want to move either. Nobody likes
moving. No one wants to move, especially in the summer in Chico. No, thank you.
It's terrible.
It's hot. It's gross. It's a terrible. We've probably all done it before, and it sucks. And so, yeah, I think it comes down to that. I definitely would say go on this trip with them to San Francisco. And just your best bet is just get over it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can just throw a jab here or there, but I wouldn't harp on it too much, because you don't want to be that guy. And, you know, these things are going to become more and more rare as you get older, these trips to San Francisco with the boys and stuff like that. So I would just say I would try to figure out the way to just get over it.
Get over it. It sucks, but you're right, because you don't want to hold grudges against your friends, and these are probably your best friends. And you don't want to ruin a whole relationship over, you know, a house, technically. It does suck. It's not cool at the end of the day. But at the same time, just move on, dude.
Yeah. I think you're best just to move on. I know we've all lived with friends before, and it's a pain, dude, like, trying to figure stuff out. And I ultimately think that's what this came down to is, again, in life, we're always trying to avoid hassles. And at the end of the day, even though living with you probably sounds awesome to them on paper, the logistics behind having to move just suck. And so they probably were just like, I'm out on this.
Yeah.
Good?
Good.
All right. Do we have time? I have one more, but I think we'll save it for next week. I'll just read the title of the subject, and we could go from there. Am I too hot for my girlfriend?
Wow. Let's go. Okay. All right.
So that'll be a fun one.
That'll be a great one.
Yeah. Do you have any grinds my gears today, sir?
I don't, but I was going to wonder, do you have?
I just one real quick.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Let
the man shine.
I thought I was ready for you. I was not. All right. Here we go.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When people work out in their sandals or slides.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of young kids that do it, and they do it all the time. You're not that cool. You're not cool at all, bro. I can't wait for weight to, like, hit your foot, and you'll be like, okay, I'll never do that again. It's just stupid, like, and annoying.
I don't think you're allowed to.
In motion, I see it all more.
Wait, to do what I missed? To do what?
Take your to wear slides or sandals at the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, it's pretty much every other day, if not every day. But yeah, you guys are stupid. That's it.
That is dumb.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Yeah, no, I totally agree. I could do a million on the gym. Don't sing out loud. Yeah. Stop bringing your Bluetooth into the basketball court. Like, I hate when people think that their music selection is so good that they need to share it with the world, and it was not asked for.
People need to realize when you're in a public space kind of like that, it's not yours. Treat it like that, you know? You're not in your house, you know? Like, I know you're paying money, but everybody else is paying money to be there. And I'm paying money to not have to listen to, you know, your stuff.
Yeah, I just hate when people think that, you know, it's everyone's space.
Yeah, yeah. Not just yours.
Yeah.
If it's yours, but it's also mine, then it's not yours anymore.
Exactly. It's ours. Ours.
Yeah. There it is. That's truth right there.
Respect it.
I got nothing. We good?
Is that how the show ends?
Yeah.
Respect it.
Respect it.
That's how I got nothing.
Ends. Yeah.
See ya.
Shouts to Statman Mom.
Yes.
Yes.
Shouts to Statman Mom.
Game over, man. Game over.
Next up, the show.
Here it is.
From deep inside your audio device of choice.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's such a pleasant feeling to be able to take both sides of an issue in a fraught political campaign.